Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Warning. On this podcast, we take the cases seriously, but not ourselves.
Although, we may attempt to lighten the mood at times.
Our episodes contain graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. How is it that every time we record a normal episode, you say we're back for a bonus episode? But when we actually go to record a bonus episode, you sit there and say nothing.
I didn't know we were ready. So we're back for a bonus episode.
There you go.
So what is this bonus episode?
Well, now bear with me, because I'm sure you've all had enough of hearing about Peter Sutcliffe.
What? I thought we were fucking done with him.
Well, that's why I said bear with me now. You clearly didn't bear with me.
Right.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm sure you've all had enough, but I feel it's only fair that as you had to hear all about the horrible things he did to women, that we talk about a few of the injuries that other men chose to inflict upon him.
Oh.
A bit of the old tit for tit, as only I say.
Yeah.
Now, you remember...
Knob for knob.
You get the ball rolling on that one, Neil. You remember me briefly mentioning that Peter had been attacked while incarcerated.
Yeah.
Apparently you don't remember.
No, I do remember.
You do, yeah, okay. Well, there was 4 attacks, to be precise. Well, that we know of.
Yeah.
So the first attack was...
Bulk you up his ass.
No, that was an episode of Love Hate.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, confusing the reality with the shows, yeah. I see. No, the first attack was on the 10th of January, 1983 in Parkhurst Prison. 35-year-old James Costlow smashed a broken coffee jar into Peter's face. Twice, Neil. This resulted in 4 wounds to his face, which included a deep laceration which ran 5 inches from his cheek across to his neck, a 2.5-inch cut from his left eye to his ear, and 2 small cuts to his eyelid and below the eye. Peter lost about a pint of blood and required 30 stitches. 30 stitches, Neil. I mean, that's no picnic, but still not as many as some of the women who he'd attacked had to get.
Yeah, and a pint of blood's no, that's how much you give when you donate blood.
Is it?
Yeah, a pint.
I haven't donated blood, but I really do want to. We were only talking about the other day that we must do that.
Yeah, I think I might be making that up. I'm fairly certain.
You do like to make things up, yeah.
No, I'm fairly certain it's a pint.
Mm. I mean, again, a pint of blood, seeing a pint of your blood spilling out of your body isn't great, is it? It's still a bit.
Fuck him.
I mean, it's Peter. But if it's to happen to you, you'd be a bit concerned.
Mm.
Yeah. So, will we see what happened next for Petey?
Go on.
His second attack was on the 23rd of February, 1996, in Broadmoor Hospital. You know, the place he was so desperate to be sent to.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'd rather be in Broadmoor than Parkhurst.
You'd rather be in Broadmoor?
Than Parkhurst? Parkhurst is...
You're looking at it as the lesser of two evils, are you?
No picnic.
Well, neither is Broadmoor.
Well, no.
Apart from hanging out with Frank Bruno.
Fucking hell, hang on, I wonder if Bronson wouldn't have been there.
Bronson was prison, no?
He were in Broadmoor at one point.
Was he?
Mm.
Was it a stint in Broadmoor, or was it like, you know, Peter with the decades of...
I don't know. Don't you remember on the movie they'd got someone wiping shite on the face?
No, I didn't actually watch the movie.
Right, we need to watch Bronson.
Mm, okay.
I guarantee you watch Bronson, you'll want to cover him.
Okay. By the way, it was actually after his first attack that Peter was moved to Broadmoor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, on the 23rd of February, 1996, he was attacked again in Broadmoor.
Okay.
Now, this time he was attacked by a man named Paul Wilson. Paul walked into Peter's cell, wrapped the cord from a pair of headphones around Peter's neck, and began to strangle him. Peter began to scream out, which alerted fellow murderers Kenneth Erskine, also known as the Stockwell Strangler, and Jamie Devitt, who ran to help him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were running over to kick the fuck out of him.
No. But they went to get help for Peter.
Saps.
Mm. Now, as a result of this attack, Peter suffered bruising to the neck and a black eye. Paul, the man who had attacked him, reportedly did so because he despised sex offenders and resented the fact that he was incarcerated alongside them. It's fair enough, Paul. I can't say that I would feel any different.
Mm-hmm.
The third attack was on the 10th of March 1997 in Broadmoor. 29-year-old Ian Kay decided that he wanted to have a pop at Old Sully as well. It was reported that Ian had been moved to a private room just two doors down from Peter, and Ian wasn't too happy about this. So he walked into Peter's room and stabbed him 10 times to both eyes with a pen.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, I should have given you a heads up.
Yeah,
you
should have.
Apologies.
Yeah.
You see him a lot more relaxed because it's Peter.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. As a result of this attack, Peter lost sight in his left eye and his vision became impaired in his right.
Shouldn't this show, but he's not me father? In this evidence, but he's not me father?
Well, because he was already locked up by then.
Well, yeah, that. But I
came to your defence there.
I was meaning, but I was G'd up at him getting attacked.
Not necessarily. There's a lot of people who don't like their fathers. A lot of people have issue with their parents.
Hmm.
Ian was said to have thought, or at least wanted to be, top dog in Broadmoor. And what better way to do so, if he'd been successful, than to kill one of Britain's most notorious serial killers?
No, disagree.
Okay.
Peter wasn't a threat to men.
No, but could you imagine the reporting of that? Peter Sutcliffe murdered in prison.
No. I get the concept. I understand that. But I'm saying you want to be top dog in prison. You wrap a metal tray around the biggest guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Sutcliffe. What was he like? 5'8"?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
When asked by psychiatrists why he'd attacked Peter, Ian said, quote, "Because it was the devil's work. He said God told him to kill 13 women, and I say the devil told me to kill him because of that." I mean, yeah, again, fair enough, I suppose. Yeah. Fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
Ian was charged with attempted murder and sentenced to be detained without restriction of time. Now, the fourth and final attack happened on the 22nd of December 2007 in Broadmoor. On that day, Patrick Cereda lunged at Peter in the dining hall with his knife, screaming, quote, "You fucking raping, murdering bastard. I'll blind your fucking other one."
Fair point.
Fair point, well made. Peter leaned back, causing the knife to miss his eye and hit his cheekbone, leaving an inch-long cut below his right eye. Nurses were able to restrain Patrick before he got the chance to inflict any further damage. Now, by the way, this was, don't forget, during lunchtime, so all the other patients, which there was said to have been about 20 there at the time, were just kind of sat there like, who's that guy? What's his fucking problem? Could you imagine this? I have to say, though, it's sort of poetic, though, isn't it? Not just that he attacked multiple women and then in turn was attacked by multiple men, but specifically that people wanted to blind him after what he had done to Jacqueline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That popped into my head.
Yeah.
I didn't like to think about it, but that popped into my head.
Yeah. But anyway, that is the end of our lesson on Peter Sutcliffe. And to sum up, you play with feathers, you get your arse tickled. Do you know what's very funny?
Live by that.
We only last week rewatched Max and Paddy, where that line comes from, yeah. Or at least where we know the line from.
Yeah.
I wrote that line into this before we decided to rewatch that. And as soon as that line came on the telly.
Yeah, because whenever we rewatch Max and Paddy, it's 2 days.
Yeah, it's only like 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, I said at the start of it, a little bit of the old tit for tit.
Yeah, knob for knob.
Eye for an eye. Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.